front yard open. Today, so on Tuesday, lockdown for TB testing in the morning. No morning shift. Wednesday, you know what that is. Corona testing, lockdown. No morning shift. Thursday, TB results. Lockdown. No normal shit. Today, they just announced base yard will not be open until further notice. No idea why. And now they just opened it, and everyone, like, by the time everyone laid down, everyone's like asleep. I was stretching. They opened it, so everyone runs down here. Look, I got on the phone. And the prison gossip mill is that there's, because there has been a scabies outbreak. There's, I think, two or three people in here have had it. They've had to move them out, clean their scalp, cell, and whatnot. Now that we're going to be locked down for 3 days or something, which, yeah, what does that mean? I don't know, because I'm out here on the phone right now, but yeah, so I'm drinking my first cup of coffee, and I'm on the goddamn phone. What's up with you?
I feel like I'm pretty secure in not in knowledge that I am probably low in the risk area for tuberculosis or scabies.
Yeah, it must be a luxury. It must be a nice feeling.
Are you on some sort of like a 19th century ship coming over from Europe because you want your religious freedoms?
Yeah, two of my neighbors died from scurvy just last week. Yeah,
get you some
bubonic
citrus.
Plague. They're checking us for bubonic plague. Well, fucking tuberculosis. Fucking, isn't that what killed Doc Holliday? A lunger? We got lungers in here?
Yeah.
We got lungers, scabies,
polio,
corona, polio. Yeah, there's guys in wheelchairs that weren't, you know, a year ago. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't even, at this point, it's all make-believe. Like, or not make-believe, it's all just some weird science fiction existence.
Why would
it is. And
how
then
did,
so
how did, go ahead.
No, because I want to hear your astonishment, and because this is all unfolding with me and this dude Billy that I'm in line with. Before I got on the phone behind me, he's about 60. He walks like he's been riding a horse all his goddamn life. Grizzled old man, but is a full on convict. You know what I mean? He's been down like 30 years, and oh boy, he'll complain with you. But he sees this shit, too. He's like, they would just think for a minute before they did stuff. They're worried about scabies outbreak. They just fucking moved everyone. He's got a real grizzled voice like this. He's like, they just moved everyone for them classes, which is like Toro and them, you know?
Yeah.
And they did. They just fucking moved everyone around. They get over there. That's what this class is like. They get over there. They start their classes. I see them when they go to town. They go, and this isn't just from them. It's from a bunch of people. Now they regret starting classes because it looks like it's bad again or something. So they say, we're going to finish these ones up, move you guys back, and then shut down classes altogether again. What the fuck?
How the fuck did we go from corona, you know, the COVID-19, we all know that went through the prison system. Then you go get tuberculosis tests, which when you told me that, I was like, TB, Tom Brady? What the fuck you... What, tuberculosis? Like, for real? Like you're in, like, you know, I don't want to pick on other countries or anything, but, you know, generally you don't think tuberculosis is, you know, going to be an outbreak in the U.S. And now all of a sudden that's morphed into scabies. I don't even know what the fuck scabies is.
It's some sort of, I don't know, man. I just wanted to be me guessing that. Sure, it's some sort of parasitic rash type thing.
Yeah, I thought it was a skin type
some sort
rash
of congenital crab.
Oh, you think it's a little?
Yeah, bug? It is. I think so.
Well, it's like I
don't know. I don't know. I don't listen. I didn't grow up in a 19th century whorehouse brothel, so I don't really know about these old. They're pulling out apothecary bags to look up diagnosis written on stretched out deer skin. I don't fucking know what the hell is going on, man. I'm more concerned with, like, all right, you know how strong my immune system is from living in the equivalent of a 19th century whorehouse? I just need to use the phone, though. Now, when there's like a no phone outbreak, then there'll be panic in my voice.
We got a bunch of terrible episodes in the can, so we're good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We got a bunch of terrible episodes up on fucking Apple Podcasts as well. So, business as usual. My brain still isn't working. I haven't even downed my first cup yet.
Yeah, Google it real quick.
All right.
I'd heard about it before. Like, people in here, like, I had in the world. Like, I've heard of scabies before. I feel like it's definitely some sort of bug. I think it's body crab, basically. I mean, not sick. Yeah, basically.
Sick flex?
A mixture between rabies, ridden scabs, you know, it's fine.
You think it's SC or SK? Oh, I always thought it was with a B. It's with the, I always thought it was with a V. I didn't know it was like babies.
Oh,
but
with a B.
How do people get scabies? What does scabies rash look like? What kills scabies instantly? Will scabies go away on its own?
What is scabies?
Why isn't there a web? Well, I'm going to go to WebMD. I don't see a quick wiki. Oh, yeah, a little fucking bed bug looking dude. There's a picture of it.
I think they get under your skin.
Scabies is not an infection, but an infestation. Tiny mites called Sarcoptes scabii set up shop in outer layers of human skin. The skin does not take kindly to this invasion. As the mites burrow and lay eggs inside the skin, the infestation leads to relentless itching and an angry rash. So that's positive. Oh, fuck. I just saw a picture of the rash it causes. You don't want it. When a person is infested by scabies for the first time, it can take 4 to 6 weeks for the skin to react. The most common symptoms are intense itching, especially at night, a pimple-like rash, scales or blisters, sores caused by scratching. This, I should just point out that there's some hilarious letters that Marx wrote to Engels about his carbuncle problems. And he's got like carbuncles on his ass and carbuncles on his penis. And he's begging, he's basically mooching from Engels because Marx never had a whole lot of dough, but Engels' dad did. So, because he ran like a linen factory, not Vladimir.
Factory, yeah.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. I can't get over hold Marx's on, carbuncles.
Hold on. Oh, no, I guess that was good.
Man, I can barely hear you. In the
barely
early,
hear me? All right, well, I'm going to get back on the other.
All right, in the early stages, scabies may be mistaken for other skin conditions because of the rash looks similar. This image compares acne, mosquito bites, and scabies. What else scabies? What sets scabies apart is relentless itch. Oh man, you're gonna get fleas.
I'm not getting shit. All
right, call me back so I can hear you. And
all right,
it will be interesting to. It's so weird. I can barely fucking.
Let's
hear
be ready to go. But this is like this whole phone line fiasco where everyone's inside. There's no outside yard. You know what I mean? It's a whole
thing. I'm ready, asshole. I'm recording. I'm going to be beer three or something. Of course, they're tall boys. All right.
All right, let's go.
See you in a minute.
Thanks for you.